This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Seven past the hour here on Doug Steffens. Good day. And guess what? This is where you guys go, what?
What?
There's no Doug Steffens today.
You're the Doug.
Don't ever.
It's kind of a treat, though. We get to hear the voice.
It is.
I love being back here with you guys. My name is Rich McFadden, along with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. And we're hanging out here while Doug is on his way to New York this morning, New York City. To hang out for the Talkers Convention with Michael Harrison. So Jen and Victoria and I are going to hang out with you and just kind of see what's going on this morning. And it's Friday. Boom. Hello.
That's the first thing that's going on, which was really good.
And you know what? It has been a long, busy week, and I am ready just to sit and relax this weekend. But I've got kids, so I can't do that.
I guess you can. You can, right, build something and have some beer and play guitar. I feel like that's what you do on weekends, right?
That,
at least
Sunday.
According to your Instagram, that's what it looks like.
Sunday, that's what I'm doing. Yes, I am. Hanging out with the buddies with a beer and a guitar. So, but
you know,
Saturday.
The coolest thing happened, Victoria, yesterday. I had a box sitting in my office, and I have no idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go over to my couch, and I'm like, where did this come from? So I open it up, and inside is just a bottle of wine. But it's
lovely.
Coming from Virginia, which is a code. I'm like, okay, Virginia, Virginia. And I look a little further, no note, but a card from our friend Rich McFadden. You sent me wine, and it's awesome. I can't wait to try it.
I did.
Was that an engagement wine?
It's just wine.
Just wine.
Just wine.
Just because. We were at a very fun vineyard here in Virginia, and the Virginia wines, I think, are doing pretty well. And respectable wines, and I've always been a little bit bashful to send a California sommelier a Virginia wine. But you know what? I said, forget it. I'm just going to send her stuff that I like and see what she thinks. Because I'm very curious when we talk about the wines of Virginia, what a California snob, wine snob, would think. And I don't think of Jen as a snob. She tries everything, and if she likes it, she likes it. And she doesn't have a California-only palette. So I think she would give me an honest opinion. So I'm curious to see what you think about it. I sent her some Donald Trump wine last year during the election. And she was very honest and said it wasn't that great.
Hey, but did I tell you when I drank it?
Election night.
Election night. And right. It actually wasn't that bad. I said it wasn't as bad as I mean, you think Virginia wine, it's not going to be something that's going to please your taste buds. But I have to tell you, it was not terrible. I mean, it really wasn't. It was very drinkable.
There are some really good. Barbersville is a vineyard that is on Thomas Jefferson's old farm.
Nice.
And that's some old dirt and some old grapes.
Some old dirt.
It is.
Does that matter, Jen? I guess it does.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, but sure. I guess it does
not
matter.
The dirt so much, but the vines. You want to get vines that produce wine, you want them to have some age on them. In fact, I think it takes 7 years before you can actually even produce wine from most grapevines. So you want, in Paso Robles, where I was this past weekend, their Zinfandel grapes are 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
Which is great. It's too on.
Wow.
So, whenever you crack that Virginia wine open, you'll have to give us a full report. Because I've had Virginia wine in the past, and it was okay. It was good. It was better than I thought it would be. Let's put it that way. I don't remember which vineyard. It probably wasn't as good as the one Rich sent you. But I was surprised that Virginia even had wine. So it was it was kind of a shock to everybody. We sort of did a tasting, but it wasn't bad. I was surprised.
You know what? I'd love to mow down some fields in Washington D.C. and just plant grapes right there, like in front of the White House. Make a vineyard right there and see what that
would be. Yeah, but you know what those would be, right?
Sour grapes.
Sour grapes. Very good.
All right, so speaking of wine and grapes, I need to go through this Paris Agreement pull-out thing and just kind of wrap my head around what all of this does, what all of this means. So the Paris Climate Accord, Trump has basically said it's not a fair deal for the United States. It penalizes the United States, and America First, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
And now Germany and, you know, the rest of the European allies are saying, not a good thing, guys. So help me understand what Trump wants to do and whether we can go back to the table and say, okay, listen, if we can do this, this, and this, we're back in. As Trump has said, I care about the environment as much as anybody, but when it penalizes the United States, it's not a good deal for us. We need to rework it.
I thought he actually did a pretty good job explaining. If you listen to the speech from the Rose Garden that he gave on Thursday, he did a pretty good job explaining that this wasn't just some decision that he was making sort of in an irrational way, that this was something that he thought about, that he, I mean, look, even if you look within the White House, you had a couple of factions that broke out. You had Ivanka Trump, you had Rex Tillerson, his Secretary of State, you had Rick Perry, his Secretary of Energy, that they were promoting the fact that he should stay in the deal. And then you had Steve Bannon, you had Scott Pruitt from the EPA, who said he should pull out. Some of his budget folks as well, Mick Mulvaney, said he should pull out because it wasn't making a lot of sense for taxpayers. From what I've studied, and I tried to look into this pretty deeply the last couple of days just to see what it all means. And there was something that I think kind of spoke to me, was that the person who's running Greenpeace right now wrote an op-ed saying that he hopes Trump actually pulled out of the Paris Agreement. And that seems a little counterintuitive. But most people who are really hardcore into the environment have always felt that this Paris Climate Accord really didn't do much, that this was sort of a false flag for people around the globe to feel like they were doing something when there was a very minute effect on the environment. So you're looking at less than 0.2 degrees that this climate accord would change in any direction, change the temperature of the planet. And in exchange, if you look at what it does to Americans, for a family of four, it would make you $20,000 poorer over the next 20 years. And so you have to weigh this out and say, okay, if this impacts American families by $20,000 and it's not really doing anything to protect the environment, then why are we doing it? It also shuts down the fossil fuels industry, which is one thing that, I mean, that's one area that got Trump elected. So this doesn't mean clean energy goes away. This just means, and by the way, America's already leading the standard for all of these countries by a long shot. So to have America pull out, this was more restrictive on American pocketbooks than it did any good for the environment.
Restrictive in that we could not create some of the energy that we do now and therefore costing us jobs and income, or restrictive in that we were having to pay money to keep up some kind of programs to help keep the environment?
Pay money for programs, and also the regulations that were absolutely imposed on Americans now and would have gotten worse over the next several years. That's where that money comes from for the American pocketbook, at least.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was interesting that the Pope was lobbying when he met with Trump. It lobbied for us to stay in, too. It's interesting, the cast of characters, like you said, Jen. There were so many different factions. Ivanka wanted to stay. Jared wanted to stay but wanted a different deal. And then Steve Bannon wanted out. And it's so interesting how divided everyone was over this issue.
Well, the truth was, this is a treaty. The Iran deal that President Obama signed was a treaty. And instead of treating it like that, the last president just signed it through. And this is a note to anybody. This is a note to Trump or anybody who comes next. When you do this kind of stuff and you don't take the appropriate steps that are represented under our system, then things can be repealed. If Obama had treated this like a treaty and he had received a 2/3 Senate approval on it, the president wouldn't be able to roll it back so easily. And one of the other options that people were exploring is that Trump could have really done like four different things. He could have just kept us in the agreement. He could have kept us in the agreement with changes, which a lot of people, I think, suspected he would have done, softening some of the regulations. He could have pulled us out of the agreement as he did, or he could have said, look, this is a treaty. I'm sending it to the Senate. If they vote for it, great, we'll keep it. If they don't, we throw it out. And that, I think, politically, it might have been passing the buck. But I think the president probably went with the braver move because he's going to get a lot of blowback from this for sure.
Well, it looks like Elon Musk isn't happy. Apparently, he left the presidential advisory committee.
Yeah.
After he
said. Well, and Apple and Google and Amazon. I mean, there were so many companies that all said stay in. So
These people are so phony. Because guess what? While they're saying stay in, you know what happens? They're flying around on their private jet.
Oh, private jet thing. Ugh, I know.
You know,
I agree.
Don't tell me. Actually, Ted Cruz had a great tweet last night. He said, if you fly around in a private jet, then your departure from a symbolic council doesn't mean so much to me.
Well, it's like Leonardo DiCaprio. He always bugs me because he flies all of his friends all around the world in his private jet, and then they meet and have lunch and talk about, you know, their carbon footprint. Really? You know how you reduce your carbon footprint? Everyone goes on Skype and you have lunch.
Right.
Head to United, buddy.
Right. Wow. You know, that's the kind of stuff that really bugs me. So if this is sort of that thing, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
So, the question is here is whether this is a play just to be able to renegotiate and get us a better deal, which, that's why I pulled the trigger for him. I want you to go into some of these deals and renegotiate it. I don't want you just to walk away from the table. And I mean, that doesn't fix anything. So, yeah, if this is a play to be able to go, it's just not good for us, guys. Let's see if we can make a better deal.
I thought it was interesting that Italy, France, and Germany put out a statement together saying it's not negotiable. That was an interesting
move. Until their deal falls apart. And when their deal starts to fall apart, then all of a sudden it will be negotiable again.
I got news for you. It's negotiable now.
It's hard to do anything, I would think, still without the United States involved.
All right, so what do you think? Let us know on Facebook. You can go to find the DJV show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and let us know what you think. Should we stay in? Should we stay out? Should we renegotiate? It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Make it a point. point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
I need some shelter.
You know what, ladies?
Yeah. Love this.
Big girls don't cry.
That's right.
And if Doug were here, he would say, big girls do not cry.
Clarity, peace, serenity.
I haven't heard this in so long. It's a great song.
Fergie in the news today. She's officially leaving Black Eyed Peas. What's the story with this? Has she kind of been rumored to leave? And
well, I think it's been rumored for so long now that they were going to put out a new album, and they just never did. It's been since, what, 2010? So it's been, you know, 7 years of waiting for the Black Eyed Peas to do something together, and they were photographed together last fall at Fashion Week, I think in London, Fergie and will.i.am, and so everyone really, the rumor mill kicked up again, but then nothing happened, and her new album, I guess, is coming out this year, which, that's been a long time for her to put out a follow-up, so I think it's sort of just, it kind of ran its course, maybe. I don't think there's any drama, though.
Huh.
I haven't heard that there's drama, at least, but so, I don't even know what will.i.am's been doing.
Yeah, I was about to say, what does he do? I mean, she's obviously had a pretty big solo career. Has he? I don't know of it.
You know, he's done a few one-offs, and he has those, he started a headphone company. He's got those earbuds that are called, they're called Buttons. They're kind of expensive, but apparently they're really cool, and he's got a whole bunch of celebrities, Kendall Jenner and a bunch of other celebrities modeling them. So I think he's been doing, like, tech, actually.
Huh. Is who's the real talent in that band? I mean, I thought that he was kind of the writer and the front man for it, but, I mean, she's the one who keeps pumping out songs.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the Peas to come back, they obviously need a new girl. So I can't imagine that they're going to be able to function without having a Fergie.
This is a play. This is a play. In 3 years,
you
they're going to have
attention.
A reunion tour. And
reunion
it's going to
tour,
be
yeah.
It's going to be $250 a ticket, and they're all going to become billionaires.
That's
I believe that,
the way
actually.
Go. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe in the meantime, they could get, like, Carly Rae Jepsen or something.
Yeah, right? Well, they definitely need a big voice. I mean, Fergie has an incredible voice. You can't do these songs. Even if they tried to do them live in concert without her, you would need someone who can sing like that. You know who I think should join them for a while just to, like, change it up? Christina Aguilera would be good with them.
Wow, that's a big voice.
Because she can't seem to be doing... She doesn't do much on her own now. She, you know, she can't gain traction anymore.
Huh. Well, she's certainly got the big voice.
Yeah.
So,
That'd be a good look for her, actually.
Grateful Dead seems to have a problem.
They've added John Mayer to the lineup. That's the problem.
I think John Mayer being with the Dead is great. That's the only reason I would go see them. So apparently during the first two Dead shows at the Hollywood Bowl just down the street from Jennifer on Wednesday night, John Mayer and his Grateful Dead buddies were interrupted mid-song and ushered off stage and went dark for at least 10 minutes. And the Bowl says that the County Department of Recs and Parks and Recreation confirmed that there was an unfounded bomb threat on stage that caused the temporary blackout. And because of the safety of our patrons, it's paramount. You know what? As a guy who lives in Washington, D.C., and I don't know how much, Victoria, you live in New York, so you probably see this quite a bit. And Jennifer in L.A., I'm sure you guys see it every now and then. This city shuts down every other day for some kind of unfounded bomb threat.
Mm.
Yesterday there was some nutcase going outside the White House gate that they had to shut down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow.
Because he was just running around going nuts, and the Secret Service tried to apprehend him, and he tried to get their gun. And
oh, jeez.
It's just all the time. Every day.
You know, but how stupid is this? I mean, maybe I'm following this the wrong way, but if you're wanting to keep people safe, don't turn the lights out on thousands of people in a big bowl in the middle of Hollywood. You may want to keep the lights on for that.
And it sounds like the Dead and John Mayer were the only ones who would have been safe because people were still there.
Well, so like rats in a dark bowl.
The thing you want to be careful of is creating some kind of a stampede.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Why turn it off? I mean, why? I don't know. It's sort of strange.
Yeah. So apparently they were off for just a couple of... they picked up exactly where they left off. So you got a jam band, right?
Yeah.
The Dead is a jam band. John Mayer loves with the jam bands, hanging out with the jam bands. So wherever they walked off, the note they walked off the stage is where they picked up when they were like, okay, nothing ever happened. Boom, go.
Wow.
Good for the audience.
I know.
Yeah, right? Wonder how they explain that away. Yeah, we all almost exploded, but here we are.
All right, here's what I'm excited for. She looks so young and sweet. She made her way along. Bob Seger hitting the road again.
That empty street.
Along with
down on Main Street.
Silver Bullet Band. Going to do a couple of hometown Detroit shows. And then they're going to do 24 dates on the Runaway Train Tour, which starts in August. Why would you start in August? I guess a fall tour is not bad, but I mean, usually people do summer tours. So, and of all things, they're going to start in Toledo.
Toledo.
Good for you, Toledo. See, 5 dates. They'll run it all the way through March. Okay, so they're going to be doing some indoor stuff, too. So there it is. There's your music news. Get your Seeger tickets and stay away from the Dead Bowl explosion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Past the hour, it's the RJV show instead of the DJV show today. Look on the website a little bit later. We're going to have a new logo with a big red R in the middle.
I love it. Stir in the pot.
There it is.
Doug Steffen is off in New York. He will be joining us a little bit later as soon as he gets settled in. Until then, it's the R, Rich McFadden, the J, Jennifer Horn, and the V, Victoria Keelan. Got you surrounded in New York, Washington, and Los Angeles, kind of chatting about what's going on today. And Walmart's getting into the delivery business, Victoria.
Yeah, I know, right? So this is sort of an answer to Amazon's same-day delivery service, which has rolled out into most areas in the country now, and it's super convenient. I mean, Amazon is, you know, they've got drone delivery, they have people in vans, I mean, they have lockers at gas stations. I don't know if you've seen that in the D.C. area, but that's happening all over Jersey now, where you can just go to a gas station, there's your Amazon locker, and pick up your packages. So now Walmart wants to get in on this sort of, what they're doing is they're offering employees extra money if on the way home from their shift, they deliver packages to people. And
wow.
It sounds so weird. It sounds a little weird, but then if you think about it, it also is kind of genius because the people who order, on the employees get to make some extra money, and then the people who order get same-day delivery. So it's really helping Amazon compete, or helping Walmart compete with Amazon. And so what they do is they have a new app that's only for the employees to use, and whenever they feel like being available for a delivery service, they just sign on to the app. app, and then when a package is on their way home, they have it routed. So when they know which way is everyone's sort of, you know, commute home,
yeah,
and
if there's a package,
yeah. And if there's a package along the way that needs to be delivered, then the Walmart employees do that. So I think it's interesting. I mean, it's all volunteer based, so no one's being forced to do it. But this could end up being something that Walmart would, I don't know, I think this is a smart move.
So they're
starting in Jersey and Arkansas.
They took the Amazon model and then combined the Uber model.
Kind of, yeah.
And said, okay, let's see what happens. You know what? I was about to jump all over this because all of this...
I did too at first, and then you think about it for a second, and it's like,
right,
it's not a bad idea.
Here's my thing. You know, with all these Amazon and grocery, was it Peapod, mm-hmm. Delivery services, I think about, are we creating more, like, more waste, be it gas in deliveries, be it box. I mean, I see the amount of cardboard that goes into my recycling bin at the end of the week from Amazon.
That's my biggest beef with Amazon.
They overpack.
And all the paper, right, they get these huge boxes, they fill it up with the brown paper in it, and I'm like, oh, God, I hope all this stuff gets, you know, so how much, and, you know, for everything, there's one box that gets wasted. I had three Amazon boxes get delivered to my office yesterday,
mm-hmm.
separately.
And, I know, that's
and then
so annoying.
You think about the carbon footprint. Back to, we were talking a while ago about the carbon footprint from the Paris Accord. What is the carbon footprint of all these delivery services versus us making our combined trips to the store on Saturday? What is the carbon footprint of? But then you get this Walmart model where people are on their way home anyway.
Right.
So there is no extra carbon. As a matter of fact, it saves the consumer from driving to the store as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably, you know, okay, with the emails with environmentally friendly rich, you know, it just kind of makes sense to me.
Can I be the water dropper, the cold water, though? When you hire a delivery guy, I would imagine, or a delivery woman, you would probably have to put them through some sort of background check because if you need them to drive and they might be carrying around precious cargo. I'm guessing that the Walmart, average Walmart worker, is probably not subject to a background check. And so, I don't know, it just feels a little weird for me, like willy-nilly to have, like, you know,
it
the
is,
night
yeah.
shift at Walmart
yeah.
dropping off my packages. I don't know, it just...
Bob and Homeware shows up at your house.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bizarre.
Hey,
I didn't think about
nice
that
house
part
you
of
got
it.
Yourself, yeah.
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 That's true. That is true. I mean, on the one side, I was looking at it as it's nice that they didn't outsource these jobs because people are losing jobs to automation all the time with drone deliveries and things like that. So it's nice that they're using their own employees. But you're right, though, Jen. I wonder if there is another layer of security that they have to go through.
It's really no different than having a pizza delivered, is it? Do pizza delivery
That's
guys go through security checks?
Yeah. Probably. Well, I bet they have to do, if they're driving, I bet they have to do, if the car's involved, they're at least looking at, I bet their driving record's looked at, don't you think?
I'm sure, but they're driving their own cars, but they still, you're right, they don't want a Domino's car smashing into a mom and her kid on a bike or something like that.
That
so,
would be bad PR, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
There's a lot to think about with that. I mean, I got food delivery last night, and it was like the line cook who showed up with my soup. So, I mean, I guess we're all used to having delivery anyway, and you know, certainly not looking at credentials of people doing that. But you're right. I guess if they're driving, then there must be some extra layer that they're going to have to do.
How much do you guys
especially
use?
A branded car?
Yeah. Yes. Well, it might not be a branded car, though. It might just be it's people
76
commuting.
Chevette pulling up in front of your house with the Walmart
throwing a package at your dog.
It's a little homespun at the moment. I think it's a little DIY sounding.
I like it. All right, so on from Walmart to talk about packaged foods to reduce waste. All right.
We all agree there's way too much packaging with a lot of things in our life. I mean, you still have to, you know, when you get batteries and you get those things in those ridiculous plastic containers that you have to take a knife to them to open.
Knife? How about a chainsaw?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, those things and that plastic, once you know, you turn it into Swiss cheese at trying to open up your package, that can't be recycled.
Because it's too thin and it just melts away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like shredded at that point. And then usually people still have the cardboard insert still in there when they frustratingly throw it out, you know, into the garbage. So, That kind of stuff really bugs me as well.
All right. So there may be an answer to all three of the problems of too much packaging that comes with food, and too much packaging that lasts too long. And
then
the food that goes to waste. A growing number of entrepreneurs and researchers are working to turn foods like mushrooms, kelp, milk, tomato peels into edible replacements for plastics, coatings, and other packaging materials. Their efforts come as food and beverage companies are not only looking to for biodegradable containers, and this is the smartest thing in the world. Why not?
Right.
But Nestle joint project is making water bottles from wood. How do you do that?
I don't know, but I guess it's the way somehow, I guess, well, paper's made from wood, so I guess if you just keep going in the process, then you make some sort of a plastic-like material, right?
Huh. Restaurants and consumers are trying to reduce waste, and all of this contributes to the greenhouse gases and the, you know, and the planet. But a team of researchers at a laboratory in Winmore, Pennsylvania, have developed a material from milk protein that can be used to line pizza boxes. Huh.
That's weird. You know how, like, coated cardboard
What if you're lactose intolerant? I guess you're not eating pizza anyway.
No, right. True. But coated cardboard can't be recycled. So that's one of the things that a lot of pizza boxes, depending on what kind they are, but a lot of them have a coating that prevents them from being recycled. So if you're using a milk protein that's biodegradable, then the actual box can be recycled, which is kind of cool. And it's things that, like, you know, I was just reading something last weekend about the number of straws, plastic straws, that are becoming like a top offender of sitting in landfills. And, you know, when you go to restaurants, if you're not going to use your straw, just give it back to the server, because they're, all those straws just go right into the garbage, whether you use them or not, in most cases. Restaurant, you know, busboys come by, they sweep everything off the table, and they don't save the straws, they go right into the garbage. So that's something that I am going to be more conscious of not using.
I
want one of those, like, fancy metal straws that, like, Oprah used. You know those, like, silver metal straws that she always used in her glasses? It's
Please
so
don't
she
be
could
that
reuse
girl.
Them.
No. Why? No reusable straws. Just don't use straw then. Oh, God.
Well, actually, that's true.
I don't
use straws. I don't use straws anyway because it gives you those, you know, like the smoker's lips? You get those lip
wrinkles?
Yeah,
well, you get the suction lips.
So you don't want that.
Explain this to me, the smoker's lips with the straw.
You know, like old ladies?
The little lines around
your
lips.
It's these little vertical lines,
From using a straw too much.
Yeah.
Although straws are better for your
cigarette.
Teeth.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true. But you're not going to drink wine out of a straw.
Sure you can.
Do you?
No, but when she drinks straight out of the bottle, it's the same thing.
It's about the same effect on my lips.
Right.
No, I mean, I'm using a straw right now, but when we get to the point where we're actually carrying metal straws around like Oprah, I mean, oh God, just shoot me.
I didn't mean like carrying it around with me. I would have a person for that.
So this is kind of weird. Check this out. So these milk proteins that they can use to line pizza boxes can also be used to encase cheese or create soluble soup packets that can simply be dropped in hot water, and they disintegrate.
That's pretty cool.
But what happens if the soup packet gets, like, rained on and warmed?
Yeah. I don't think that's
the
Oh, wait a minute. We're thinking of the outer package. It's probably the inner package that the whole pouch would get dropped into.
Yeah, because you don't want the package that everybody touches with their greasy, rubby hands, right?
Yeah.
So here, Doug would freak out over this. Apparently, this whole project grew out of an agricultural department's search for ways to put some of its stockpiles of milk powder to use, because fluid milk consumption has steadily declined for years, but federal subsidies for the dairy industry have kept production humming. Doug would absolutely lose his mind over that. Oh, my goodness. All right, so, hey, what do you guys think about China doing human embryonic?
I know, you can't say China. You gotta say it the other way.
China.
Stem cell research. I don't know that I want the Chinese playing around with stem cell research.
Well, there it's REM cell.
REM cell.
Sorry. Write your letters to Doug Steffen.
We're going to talk about that straight ahead here on the DJV, the RJV show. It's 46 past the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You think buckling up is a personal choice, that it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's 48 past the hour now on the RJV show. Doug is out in New York. So this one kind of freaks me out. China's set to begin its first trials with human embryonic stem cells. In the next few months, doctors in China will start the country's first clinical trials with stem cells. They're looking to treat Parkinson's disease. Great. Okay, cool. And the Chinese, you know how they hopefully they can treat Parkinson's for cheaper and smaller and... But they say that the stem cells are fertilized, the embryos, and they've done this. But the plan is concerning some medical professionals because it's China. Parkinson's develops when brain cells can't produce enough dopamine. You know what? I don't know that I...
That's something that's really interesting. I never knew that that was the link to Parkinson's, is that it's a lack of dopamine. Which is really interesting, and that made me start to think about, like, all the people I know who are really, like, I've had two different, not in my direct family, but two people, you know, like, exes, grandparents have had Parkinson's, and I wonder if they were really happy, because, you know, dopamine is, like, the happy hormone that your brain produces. So, like, I wonder...
They were. I know a close friend of our family has really pretty severe Parkinson's at this point, and totally happy guy, didn't struggle with depression, didn't have any issues until he started noticing that he was having tremors and until he started having some of the other symptoms, and then that just progressed over time. Parkinson's is one of the saddest diseases because your mind is still so sharp, but your body is sort of, it just is giving out, it gives out around you, and at some point... You know, you can't eat, your speech is compromised. So, look, as much as we laugh a little bit about China, I mean, God love them. If they can figure something out, why not?
Bring it on. It's 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Three past the hour on the DJV experience, today being called the RJV experience.
That's right.
Because Doug Steffen is out right now and will be joining us later. But Victoria's here with her tech updates for you. So what's the biggest tech news going on this week?
Well, Victoria, this time every week we do the top five tech stories of the week. And there were some big headlines this week. It started out, of course, June is Pride Month. It's LGBTQ Pride Month. And Instagram has been really trying to make an effort to be more inclusive for everyone as a social media platform. They also have been taking a lot of strides to protect people from online bullying. They have all sorts of different support aspects now where you can report abusive behavior. They have support groups for that are anonymous that you can join. I mean, Instagram's really stepping up where a lot of other social media platforms haven't done as much. And so they announced for the month of June, they have brand new Pride stickers, rainbow tinted sunglasses, a rainbow bullhorn, things like that, lots of different rainbow stuff. And it's all the stickers have been designed by LGBTQ artists. And Instagram's Pride celebration also continues over the, it'll be the whole month, and Instagram artists are debuting rainbow murals in London, Nashville, Madrid, and Cleveland. And in LA, I don't know if you've seen this, Rich, on Instagram, you know that big pink selfie wall in LA?
No.
Have you seen anybody? Jennifer probably has seen that. It's the Paul Smith store, but it's this giant, the whole side of the store is just painted this really bright pink, and for whatever reason, it started to become a selfie wall, so whenever people visit LA, wherever the store is, somewhere near in downtown Los Angeles, then they all take a selfie there. So for the month of June, they've repainted that wall as a giant rainbow, and people are already tweeting pictures of other people people Instagramming and taking selfies in front of the rainbow wall. So Instagram said, in honor of Pride, we're kicking off a global initiative to turn walls in cities around the world into colorful beacons of support. And so they want you to use the hashtag Pride2017 and hashtag KindComments, which is something that Instagram has been really good about, making sure that everyone, you know, feels like it's a safe environment.
It's always good to be nice.
Yep, that's true. All right, number four. Hey,
four.
Where's my big voice announcer?
You need to be number four. Hold on, I'm getting it for you.
The Department of Labor has been looking into whether Google discriminated against paying women less than the men. And so in what seems to be like the biggest joke story of the week, Google now says they can't afford to send the data to the government because it's going to cost them $100,000. They say it's going to be 500 hours of labor with the lawyers, and it'll cost them $100,000. Now, hello, Google's parent company announced earlier this week they made over $5 billion after taxes in just the first 3 months of this year alone. I think they can afford to send the data. Now, this makes me think that there's obviously something shady here, and when the Department of Labor went after them saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't think that you're paying women the same as men, and you're a government contractor, so you have to follow all the labor standards. There might be something more to
this. It's a slippery slope. Google doesn't want to give any information to the government because once they give them one thing, then they know they're going to come back knocking on the door for more.
That's true. That's true. So we'll see where that ends up. Right now, they're just claiming poverty.
Number three.
There you go.
Twitter's Tweemoji 2.3 marks the first use of the brand new emojis, which is the emoji package of 5.0. That was officially approved by Unicode this past March. Now, that's the group that gets together. It's like the G7 of emojis. And they get together and they decide which emojis are going to be approved each year. Now, you can't use any of these emojis yet on any of the, you know, cell phone platforms or anything else except Twitter on the desktop version, not the app. But the desktop version of Twitter.com, you actually have all these brand new emojis are there, and they're free to use. So if you want to check out the wizards, vampires, a woman wearing a hijab, a breastfeeding woman, and all the new food items, and including an emoji with an exploding head, which a lot of the news this week makes a lot of our heads explode.
Imagine explaining to your parents that that's what you're going to do after they spend $100,000 to send you to college, is that you're going to be on the panel that decides what new emojis come out this year.
That would be difficult to explain for some parents, yes. Right. I think it would be hard to hear.
Yeah, Mom, I'm going to be making $300,000, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Number two.
So forget about your boarding pass. A selfie might be all you need to board a plane in the future. JetBlue is actually testing out the facial recognition software. So all you have to do now, for the trial, you do need your boarding pass, but then you take a selfie and you run it through the system and you get on the plane.
Number one.
So the U.S., speaking of planes, is not expanding its laptop ban it announced this week. So for now, you're all good. You can still take your laptops on the plane.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.